You're listening to SBS News.
7 million people call Hong Kong home. About 100,000 of them are Australian dual nationals. One of them is Teresa, which isn't her real name. She spoke to SBS on the condition of anonymity. She's worried about changes that could affect the status of her citizenship.
Like being part of Hong Kong people, we can foresee this might happen someday, but just we don't know when. But then, like, confusion is that, really, how would that happen? When would that happen? And what are the choices?
Under Chinese law, dual nationality is not recognised in Hong Kong, and authorities are not legally required to grant consular access to those who retain dual passports. But until now, the regulations have not been enforced. Eric Chung is a law academic at the University of Hong Kong.
In the past, if you have dual nationality, if you run into trouble, you can still enjoy the consulate protections in practice. But things have changed now.
Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam confirmed the change on Tuesday for the first time.
Unless they have renounced and have been approved to renounce that foreign nationality, they are regarded as Chinese nationals in Hong Kong. So likewise, they will not be eligible for consular protection.
The British government had already updated its travel advice on Monday, warning UK citizens Hong Kong does not recognise dual nationality and consular assistance may be limited in the city. Canada has expressed public alarm after it was recently notified of a Canadian dual national prisoner being required to choose a single nationality. The Canadian Foreign Affairs Department told SBS News it was aware of other such incidents involving dual nationals of other countries. Australia's Foreign Affairs Department did not respond to questions from SBS News, but late this afternoon it updated its travel advice, warning that dual citizenship is no longer recognised in the territory. Immigration lawyer Jessica Williamson says the Hong Kong policy shift will have profound implications.
People are going to have to make choices potentially about where they live their lives long term. That's going to have implications for businesses, for families, and, you know, really change the course of a lot of people's lives.
For Teresa, it's another sign that one country, two systems is quickly disappearing.
As a Hong Kong people, we would be quite disappointed, like, if this promise cannot catch to the end.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.